Monday, July 12, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with a Comstock report. The July USDA production and supply demand reports. Many advisory services post two sets of estimates for the July WASD report, one for what they think that ending carryover stocks will actually be, another for what they think that USDA will report given their conservative processes that in the past experience has limited them to incremental changes. Bulls have learned from experience not to bet on too much out of USDA in the July WASD report, and it would appear that those expectations have been met again. I was surprised that the trade even bothered to give yield estimates for this report, as USDA was unlikely to change them until August. They left the corn yield at trend line 179.5 bushel per acre for now. The trade estimates range from 172 bushel per acre, matching last year, to 179.5, which is trend line. The yield record is 176.6 bushel per acre. So the question is this a record yield year? I'm not in that camp. USDA boosted harvested acres by 1 million in line with the increase in planted acres. I do not think that that will be the case, losing those million acres to flood and drought. They do not count silage acres as harvested acres, and there will be a lot more silage cut in the Western Corn Belt as a way to salvage drought-damaged corn. USDA boosted corn production by 175 million bushel from the additional acres. For 2021, they boosted feed consumption and exports by 25 million bushel, while leaving the ethanol crush unchanged. They cut the current year carryover by 25 million bushel to 1.082 billion. For 2021, USDA did increase feed consumption by 25 million, the ethanol crush by 25 million, and exports by 75 million, for a combined 125 million bushel incremental increase in demand. We expect that the yield will come down in the August report. Harvested acres are overstated, and an additional incremental demand increase will cut the carryover in subsequent reports. USDA left Chinese imports at 26 million. They cut their estimate of Brazil's corn production from 98.5 to 93 million metric ton. They are on the same incremental track on reducing Brazil's corn production. They will not have late season frost losses in Brazil factored in. This loss in Brazil's production will eventually show up in a lot bigger boost to our exports than a paltry 75 million. Add 200 to 300 million bushels to exports and take 3 to 5 bushel per acre off our yield, and you get a much more seriously tight carryover projection than the one that USDA presented us with today. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. As with the corn yield, they left the soybean yield unchanged at trend line 50.8 bushel per acre. They may not change the soybean yield until September. There was no change in acres for soybeans. They left the rest of the balance sheet for 2021 alone too, with no changes to projected carryover at 155 million bushel. They reduced their estimates of Chinese soybean imports from 103 million metric ton to 102. They left their estimate of Brazilian and Argentine soybean production unchanged at 137 and 46.5 million metric ton respectively. The friendly report from USDA was for wheat. They cut all wheat production 152 million bushel to 1.746 billion. That was 92 million under the average trade estimate. The reduction in production reduced the projected carryout 105 million bushel to 665 million. That is 179 million bushel reduction in year-to-year wheat carryover. In case you haven't noticed, the drought in the Northwest Corn Belt extends into most of the Canadian prairies, severely impacting their wheat and canola production. We are going to pick up some lost Canadian export potential. The drought loss for barley and oats will limit competitive feed grains to corn. The loss in canola is positively impacting our soy oil market. With the exception of wheat, the USDA marched pretty much in step to no one's surprise. The fireworks are yet to come later this season. Drought relief is not what the radar makes it look like in the Northwest Corn Belt. Other regions in Iowa saw good rains, but we only got 7/10 of an inch out of the last two systems over the weekend. With corn water use now at a quarter inch per day, that was not enough for 3 days. Corn here was already showing renewed stress on Sunday. Temperatures even in the mid-80s are producing stress. The exhaustion of soil moisture reserves is showing as corn attempts to pollinate. We have another chance of rain coming in the forecast late week, but there's also heat in the forecast too. A normal summer will not be good enough for crops this year in our region. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.